This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are continuing to break down the globalist power grab, take away parental rights on every front, and promote the sterilization and the mutilation of our children. And there's a important video by Jordan Henry, who is at the Glendale Unified School District and was being shut down by the school board when he was simply exposing what the superintendent had said publicly about putting girls in boys' showers. Here is the video.
Thank you for letting me speak here today. I'm here to talk as a parent. I've got two young boys. We live in Glendale, and when they come of age, I am deeply concerned about their educational prospects in this city. I'm also a taxpayer. I pay a lot of taxes in this city, many of which go to this district, and I'm deeply concerned about how that money is being spent, particularly, and I'm going to single out a person at the in the school district named Dr. Kelly King. Is sitting right here to my left. Dr. Kelly King makes over $250,000 a year. Every 4 years, we give her $1 million. We will be paying for her pension for, you know, the duration of her life after she retires. And she's doing things that I completely disagree with, and I think many of the many members of the community would also disagree with. Previous speakers have mentioned the number of Armenians who live in Glendale. How many Armenians would support what she does? Let me discuss what she's doing. In a recent video in 2017, she reflected Glendale Unified policy when she stated, and I'm going to quote, we have a lot of resistance from male coaches who are horrified at the thought of having a biological girl changing clothes in front of them. Which biological girls are changing clothes in front of coaches in Glendale Unified? That's a question I'm genuinely asking. She continued, it's not a girl. It's not a girl. It's not a girl. You only have boys in the boys' locker room. She just said it was a biological girl.
May I just stop
for
a
moment? No, you're not. No, I'm speaking. I'm interrupting my time.
Well, we can pause the time. Can you pause the time for a minute? I only want to say that to refrain from personal attacks. So
she is a government official. She's a government employee. This is not a personal attack. I pay her salary with my tax dollars.
So, again, please talk towards the policies that you are against and refrain from personal attacks, and your time will continue. Please go ahead.
In what way have I personally attacked Dr. King? She is acting within her official role as assistant superintendent at Glendale Unified. How is that a personal attack? I'm talking about tax dollars being used in a way that I disagree with. I'm going to continue.
Continue talking about the policy that you disagree with.
Dr. King quoted to say that biological girls were changing in front of male coaches. And then, so she knows it's a biological girl, and then proceeded to say it's not a girl 3 times. You know it's a girl. You know it's a girl.
Okay,
or you know
so
it's
she's
a boy,
an
you know
employee
it's a boy.
Of ours, and if you wouldn't mind telling us what policy you dislike.
There is. Why am I being interrupted for speaking about an official member, a superintendent at Glendale Unified, speaking in an official manner? You cannot interrupt me for that. You have no ability to do that. And furthermore, the rules stated you won't debate. You're debating me right now. Correct? I'm going to continue. In discussing permanent records, she states that she keeps permanent records for a handful of trans students literally next to her in her room. She does not indicate that person's gender identity for fear that the parent might find out. Why is she concealing this from parents? She says, we kind of go out on a limb, and we know that's controversial to some people. Which people? Which parents? Armenian parents? Christian parents?
Tell you what, back this up about 30 seconds.
Excluded from knowledge on their own.
Hit pause. Back it up 30 seconds, because I want the part where, because we have the clip of the superintendent saying it on television. And then they said, you can't say what she said. And then it goes into the documents. They are keeping the secret from the parents. Well, there's this controversy even going on. It's called grooming. And they can form the sexual views of your child and their identity. They can dominate them for life. It's all scientifically run. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So not just in the United States, not just in Canada, not just in Europe, not just in Australia, not just in New Zealand, but everywhere globalist corporations are in control, they are keeping it from parents in elementary, middle school, and high school. But they've convinced the child in the role-playing games that we've showed you videos of that they are a different sex or a different creature. First they go, oh, maybe you're a monkey, maybe you're a tiger, maybe you're an ostrich, maybe you're an eagle. And the next, maybe you're a boy, maybe you're a girl, maybe you're this, maybe you're that. Several hundred new designations. And so I already played a lot of this. Some stations just joined us, but this is Glendale Schools out in, I guess, California. And the parent is sitting there talking to his two sons, who are little but about to go in the school system. Now, he's been following the coaches, not wanting naked girls in the boys' locker room because they say that they're boys. They have vaginas and uteruses and breasts. This is in middle school and high school they're talking about here. And the school board head saying, you're not allowed to read those quotes. You're not allowed to talk about the superintendent in public statements the superintendent's made. We'll play those statements that he just read the text of. The transcript of with video of her saying it. So since when have you watched a city council or county commission or school board where they cut you off? Well, they do it all the time now. Oh, you're not going to single out the superintendent. You can't talk about individuals. If there's a policy you don't like, tell us. So he goes, yeah, I don't like the policy. Well, guess what? We have the power and we set the policy. Ha ha, piss up a rope, jump in the lake, go fly a kite, play in traffic. And it's a unified criminal group. So let's finish up the clip of Jordan Henry, the father. Then we'll play Kelly King, the assistant superintendent in Glendale, California. Here it is.
Dr. King quoted to say that biological girls were changing in front of male coaches. And then, so she knows it's a biological girl, and then proceeded to say, it's not a girl, three times. You know it's a girl. You know it's a girl.
Okay,
you know
so she's an employee
you know
of ours, and if you wouldn't mind telling us what policy you dislike.
There is. Why am I being interrupted for speaking about an official member, a superintendent at Glendale Unified, speaking in an official manner? You cannot interrupt me for that. You have no ability to do that. And furthermore, the rules stated you won't debate. You're debating me right now. Correct? I'm going to continue. In discussing permanent records, she states that she keeps permanent records for a handful of trans students literally next to her in her room. She does not indicate that person's gender identity for fear that the parent might find out. Why is she concealing this from parents? She says, we kind of go out on a limb, and we know that's controversial to some people. Which people? Which parents? Armenian parents? Christian parents? are those the ones who are being excluded from knowledge on their own children and their own identity in Glendale's Unified School District. And you preach inclusive policies. We can talk about that policy. Yet she's excluding parents. I'm going to continue.
And I might just ask for a pause and ask for information. Maybe I'm mistaken. Can you pause the time for a moment, Mr. Sahakyan? Thanks. So I wouldn't mind getting input in terms of is this.
So my understanding, again, is that we are the arbiters of policy. That is our decision. And so our employees are operating based off of our direction.
So, yeah, we're doing this, and we're in charge. Piss up a rope. So here's the clip. If you just joined us, I played most of it last segment, where the superintendent of the Glendale Unified, talking about middle school here particularly, makes the statements in public that he's quoting that they say he can't quote. Boy, that's free speech, isn't it? Here it is.
So this one family, it was a matter of, well, we have other schools. Which one would your child like to transfer to? And eventually they homeschool, which understandably. Where I've seen the most resistance is with our coaches. And it's interesting because for them, I think once they interact with a student who's gender expansive or transgender, it takes the mystique away. And then they realize, oh, it's just a kid. Oh, it's just a boy. It's just a girl. I get it now. But until they have that personal interaction, we have male coaches who are horrified at the thought of having a biological girl changing clothes in front of them. You know, the stigma attached to, you know, abuse and, just having a male teacher around any female student in that circumstance is just scary for them. And, you know, it's one thing for me to keep saying, it's not a girl, it's not a girl, it's not a girl. You only have boys in the boys' locker room until they arrive, you know, until they experience it and realize, oh, I only have boys in the locker room. Then that helps.
Until you arrive at the mind control to say a naked girl with breasts and a vagina is a boy. Now you're in the cult. When O'Brien is torturing Winston in 1984, he says, I don't want you to say the number I want. I want you to believe whatever I tell you. The 2 plus 2 equals 10, 20, 100. We can suspend gravity if we want to. I want to control your mind and your soul. Is that clear? And at the end, he totally breaks him. He's mentally ill. Winston Smith arrives at a total psychotic break under a police state. And what did the White House press secretary say? I played it last hour. LGBTQ XYZ kids are resilient, they're fierce, and they fight back. Won't decry the mass murder of the children in Tennessee. None of the big corporations will. In fact, they've all doubled down because this is what they want to turn you into. A big, fat man with pink hair promoting books about killing J.K. Rowling because you're killing us. No, the New World Order is killing you. And you being brought up as a lazy slob that wants to be in a cool club, that wants to make us bow and give you access to our children. No, you're the problem. Listen to this violent rhetoric of this blob.
And people like J.K. Rowling need to stop because my people are dying because of her. She is killing us. Oh, but there's one more good thing about this book. J.K. Rowling f***ing dies. Yeah, Gretchen had the nerve to kill off the queen of the TERFs, and it is glorious. I only wish that scene could have been even more brutal.
And TERFs are biological women that want to be left alone by men invading their space. But hey, the men are invading. Fallon Fox, a transgender MMA fighter, has now broken two female opponents' skulls, a man beating on women and named Bravest Athlete 2020. The hate for women is real. The globalists hate all of us, but the feminist movement was about isolating women from the family so they could be taken out. A dude pretending to be a woman knocked out a woman, fracturing her skull in the process, and then bragged about how he was going to beat other women's asses too. Listen to his voice, another proud moment in women's athletics. Yeah, crank up the audio, play it.
Fox, Fallon, Fox, holy cow, game over.
Wow. And a quick finish to our first women's $20,000 championship tournament fight.
Two winners, one more pass.
How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling excellent. That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah! And I want to tell everyone else, I'm coming in this tournament. Every woman in this tournament better look out. I'm freaking coming.
I'm freaking coming. I'm a man. I'm going to beat your ass. Woo! The bravest woman! So next time some man breaks his wife's jaws, when the cops show up and say, I'm a woman, they'll go, well, you're brave. Here's a gold medal, son. We got stuff even more evil when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Segment. But here's another clip. This is Columbia Gender Identity Program from their own website. And all the major universities are involved in this now, except for some of the Christian ones that are still quasi-Christian. And they've all been on speaking engagements where they say, we get $40,000 cut a woman's breast off. Well, the breast job's $10,000. So they jack up the price, too, to cut your breast completely off. And we get, you know, $30,000 to cut your penis off, your testicles off, and we've got to affirm this. So they're also making money while they do it. This guy is like the Nelly Klaus Schwab. You can make an appointment for this, and the children's hospitals are being converted to giant meat grinders to sterilize our boys and girls. Here's the clip.
The Columbia Gender Identity Program provides evidence-based clinical care to children, adolescents, and adults who identify as transgender, gender non-binary, or gender non-conforming.
Transgender, gender non-conforming people typically face two sources of stress. The one source of stress is related to the fact that society still is unfamiliar with their gender identity and gender expression.
Hit pause again. We're going to start this over. The problem is Joseph Mingira. 2.0, is the society is not familiar and does not want us to sterilize the children. But once we get rid of the pee-pees and the breast and the ovaries, everything is fine. Of course, it's not. It is because you do not give us access to other children that these people commit suicide. You see how easy it is. Just give me the money and give me the pee-pees. Here it is.
The Columbia Gender Identity Program provides evidence-based clinical care to children, adolescents, and adults who identify as transgender, gender non-binary, or gender non-conforming.
Transgender, gender non-conforming people typically face two sources of stress. The one source of stress is related to the fact that society still is unfamiliar with their gender identity and their gender expression. The second source of stress is related to the incongruence that they may feel between their self-perceived gender identity, the sense of being a boy, girl, man, woman, or other gender, and their current gender role or the sex characteristics of their body. And so our program is equipped to help young people and their families with both sources of stress.
In our clinic, one of the things that we emphasize is creating an affirming space where we respect and celebrate gender diversity.
Back up 2 seconds. An affirming atmosphere to not say you're mentally ill or put on a fast track in your elementary school and middle school. No. We're going to affirm this. Yeah, a boy, a girl, or other gender. Now it's not just you could be girl of your boy or boy of your girl. No. Now there are hundreds of new things, you see. We could blind you. We could put horns on your head. There's so much we can do, and the taxpayer pays. They give us some money to do it, and now your testicles get shipped off for medical experiments, and you never have more pesky people. See how we made it trendy? See how we made it fun to do? You will eat some bugs. You will own nothings. You will have
loves nothings. You will like it. You will be spike protein starting next month in the beef. There's no reason to give the shots. It does nothing to help the cows, but it creates spike protein in the meat. And then you eat it, and it is a prion, and then you have neurological disorder. Your brain is becoming transitioning into death. So liberal, gives us your children. Here, let us, American farmers who inject livestock with mRNA, shots this month. You will do what we say for you to do.
Let's go back to this monster.
And so our program is equipped to help young people and their families with both sources of stress.
In our clinic, one of the things that we emphasize is creating an affirming space where we respect and celebrate gender diversity and gender minorities. We know, especially in the case of youth who identify as transgender, gender non-binary, or gender non-conforming, that family acceptance is incredibly important. When we involve families in treatment...
So we're going to take your kids away from you. We're going to bully you to submit. If you don't submit, we've got bills introduced to take your children from you. You're in a cult. Don't ask questions. Affirm what we're doing. It's a psychological CIA, Tavistock, MI6 operation. You must submit right now or you're abusive. Just do it. I'm a loving woman. I'm going to invite your children in. It's so good what you're doing. We're such heroes. We're so liberal. Oh, here we go.
Family members who may be struggling with complicated feelings around their child
or family members'
transition.
The family members may be struggling with cutting their son's testicles and penises off. You may be struggling with having your breast cut off or your uterus removed. Believe me, you'll not be depressed anymore once we chop it all off. Several years, your boy will have to wear a cone up in a bloody hole in his body. It will bleed, it will stink, it will pass, but maybe it will heal over, and now he will have an open wound to urinate out of. This is not a Hellraiser nightmare. This is a loving woman. Listen to her. You are struggling. You are feeling bad. You are not wanting to cut your son's pee-pee off. Well, don't worry. We're a government institution. We're a university. We will make you feel good about joining the Stockholm Syndrome victim. We're going to kill all of you. Total murder. Oh, sorry. Oh, I did not mean to say that. Listen to her. She has Stockholm Syndrome, not me. She actually believes she is a hero. Ha, ha, ha. Here, finish the clip.
Families in treatment, we're able to provide support for family members who may be struggling with complicated feelings around their child or their family member's transition. And by providing support to help through that process, we're then able to help them refocus on strengthening and building that relationship.
Good. Tell them. Rewind it. Help them focus on helping your child. Good. Yes. Help them. Bring out the scalpel. No going back now. Here we go.
Support for family members who may be struggling with complicated feelings around their child or their family member's transition. And by providing support to help through that process, we're then able to help them refocus on strengthening and building that relationship
we're
with
come
child
back.
Or
yeah,
family
the
member.
Relationship that they have with the state and the evil mad scientist. We're going to come back and finish this and move on to other topics, but this is the total normalization of evil completely out in the open, and these people mean business. So don't struggle. We are the establishment. If a mother or father 20 years ago went in and said, I want to cut my son's Johnson off, they put you in a mental institution. If you cut your child's penis off, you go to jail. But because it is the system and the authority, people cannot believe they're living in a nightmare, so they convince themselves to submit to us. And once they have done that, we have full control. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know you're feeling bad about bringing your 9-year-old in to have his testicles and penis cut off, or your daughter's breast or uterus removed. It is like abortion. Once you do it and believe it is okay, you will now defend it forever after we have you commit the crime, just like we released the poison shot. and paid off the medical system to cover it up. Now they're committed to the lie. Now they will help commit all the new crimes that we are going to bring forward against humanity. We have the full backing of the system. It is part of the tip of the spear of our depopulation operation. Of course, there'll be a certain nostalgia for your daughter, your son's body parts. Maybe you wanted grandchildren. But you affirmed their identity that we taught them in the school and confused them like they were going to be a superhero when they had their testicles cut off, when their penis was removed, or when they took the shot. But the pain will continue on, and we will medicalize them and control them. That is why the CIA, when it occupied Germany in 1945 until 1990, took over 1 million children, up to 30,000 per town, from Christians, and placed them with what we call the new family. Convicted pedophiles who would rape the babies from age 6 months on. We give the girls to the lesbians, we give the boys to the, quote, gay men who have sex with them, and then we use them to recruit new children. But our program was exposed. So our friends in MI6 developed the transgender program in 1967. We launched operational in 1981. We have gone full operational in the year 2015. And now you see the great success of our operation. They are completely confused. They cannot believe we are attacking them, and they are submitting well. Our program is a resounding success. Hail Lucifer! We also have useful idiots like this woman with me on stage who feels so good how she gives you an offering environment when you're having feelings and questions about mutilating your children. Oh, they'll be so happy once they've been chopped. And then, when they get depressed and upset, we will tell them it's because we're not being given access to more children. But when we are given more access, you see how the snowball rolls. And of course we know that many of the children we mutilate and destroy as part of the depopulation societal breakdown operation will sue us, but we will control that because we will have such a wide group of the abused. Most of them under Stockholm Syndrome will join us and believe they are victims not of us, but those who try to protect them. And we will march forward with armies to begin killing anyone that does not submit to our program. Example 2 weeks ago, no one in the establishment corporate press, not the White House press secretary, not ABC, not CNN, not CNBC, would decry the murder of children. We have achieved full mind control. This is our greatest success. And as they begin to die from the chemicals, radiologicals, and electromagnetic frequencies, we will tell them you are depressed because you do not know who you are. Chopping parts of your body off as a ghost dance of sorts will protect you. Yes, look at our slaves. Look at how they defend Big Pharma and love the establishment and love nuclear war. And we will give them all of this, for our father Satan has promised us dominion. Once we have killed them down to 500 million, then those of us that have experimented upon their bodies will be given the knowledge of the transformation and will ascend into the ever mind forever in the name of Lucifer. So liberal. Liberate us, O great Lucifer. Finish the clip.
Columbia Gender Identity Program is housed in the Department of Psychiatry, and that is in part because we believe transgender care is about more than hormones and surgery. It's really about living your life as a transgender person or as the gender that you perceive yourself to be. And
pause,
helping the family.
Please, 5 seconds back up. Living the life, the dream of the biomedical combine. Living the life. of depression and pain with the other victims, but we will be there explaining, you are so unhappy because you are not accepted by the evil ones that did not want us to liberate you by cutting off parts of your body. We must liberate them. And we will. Yes, AR-15. Good. And they just caught a big liberal son who is transitioning. They went to his house. The neighbors warned he was planning to liberate a school. He was abused. There's a new story in Colorado. They were mean to him. So he got the rifle. And he was going to do transgender surgery on the school by firing those beautiful 2,000 mile per hour bullets into them. Oh, and as we could do it so easy like that, but we do it slowly. Pee-pee today, they kill themselves tomorrow. Oh, let's finish them.
It's really about living your life as a transgender person or as the gender that you perceive yourself to be and helping the family and the environment to adjust to that. But from the Department of Psychiatry, we provide access to all the other specialties at Columbia.
People come to us at different points in their life and at different places in their journey with a varying understanding of who they are themselves and their gender. Our main goal at the Columbia Gender Identity Program is to meet each person wherever they are on that path and to help as they become the unique individual that they've always known themselves to be.
We recognize that there's no one way to be transgender, but rather that there is a whole diverse range of gender identities and gender expressions.
And you will get that from the Department of Psychiatry and Surgeries. You're finally going to be who you need to be under our scalpel. You've all seen the Hollywood women that get beautiful women, get hundreds of surgeries until they look like monsters. But that is the beautiful thing. And all the money goes to us. But it's not enough to chop up women's faces and bodies. We're going to chop up, and we are chopping up, and there's nothing you're going to do. Because after all, we speak in an NPR Klaus Schwab voice. My final comments now.
The program really wants to help every young person and every adult in their family to find what is comfortable for them and support them in that effort.
Oh, we want to help every family and every child. Please give us access to children. In the ancient times, we threw you on fires to Moloch and flames and pyramids of death. But now we use more sophisticated models. Give us our children now! You are having bad feelings about me. Do not listen to your conscience. Give me your child now! Give me a child now! I'm a liberal! Let me cut them up! We set this up so we can kill you people legally! And how dare you people try to stop us! You're gonna give us access to your children! Nuclear war! And death! Yes, 5G! Give them the shot! Oh, Satan, we love you! Kill everyone! Kill
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every major TV program, every corporate show, every major magazine, every major sports team, transgender, to annihilate us. And so to make it cool that most people are sterile, most people are totally poisoned by all the chemicals, and it's like, hey, it's liberal. And then they organize the victims into their army. You saw in Tennessee and other legislatures where they're passing laws saying, hey, you're not going to cut five-year-olds' penises off. The schools aren't going to keep it secret from parents. You're not going to run this cult run by psychiatrists and big think tanks and big scientific institutions with unlimited funding. They're like, well, we're going to get violent then. We're going to storm capitals and beat up state police and attack people. And the liberals are like, well, this is good what they did. How dare you expel members of the Tennessee legislature? There weren't Republicans there on January 6th saying attack the Capitol, but they wanted to expel them. Well, they actually attacked the Capitol. It's like, well, I mean, they're stepping on the toes of trans rights, and they're not giving their guns up when one of our people, a poor young woman brainwashed, put on drugs by a psychiatrist, wound up, goes and does this. And I love that photo you found of our little Deutsch friend, or whatever he is, in his little black outfit, like a ringwraith, going into the Columbia psychiatrist facility for what he's doing with these families, where he's just lining these people up to screw them over and use psychological warfare to control their lives. And I know you're feeling bad about what you're about to do to your daughter or son, but listen to me. I'm a doctor. You may have heard of Joseph Mengele. He was a doctor. Trust the science of what we are about to do. Look at me, how cool I am. Yes, yes, yes. Have you seen the dark crystal? The Skeksis are beautiful. It is the Young's energy we take. Our God demands it, and he delivers power in this realm for what we do. All right, listen, I have just spent... This is actually old-fashioned Alex Jones. I'm always trying to get to a whole bunch of news, but the old days, sometimes I do a whole 3-4 hour show on one topic. I just actually hit a stack. Most days I come in here and say, I've got all these stacks, and I kind of just skim the surface. But you notice, this whole stack, I watched, I read, I looked at, all this. That's just one of these things, one of these nightmares. Every one of them, incredible admissions of just crime against humanity. That's just one. Oh, would you like more? Stack upon 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 stack. Oh, how about the AI stack? It's only an inch thick, about 10 articles. Oh, it's pretty important, too. It's all part of the same plan. Think you might want to know a little bit about that? Mm-hmm. Think you might want to know what's going on a little bit there? But here's the bottom line. If you're aware of the enemy operation, it can't work. But if you don't admit how scientific, how premeditated, how beyond evil it is, you don't have a hope in hell of meeting these people. But the minute you realize there's God and there's the devil, the minute you realize there's good and there's evil, the minute you realize their operation and know that, get this clip ready. You know, people say, well, everybody knows this. No, the general public doesn't know this. And the reason OTEP Jesus is a great communicator is he gets into complex, deep stuff all the time, but he also keeps restating the basics every day. That's why I watch his show almost every day. And what's he tell the public? He tells them, the whole media is taken over and is your enemy. The whole thing's weaponized against you, and you better get that through your brain and into your soul. You can't reason with it. You can't play games with it. It doesn't go away. It doesn't stop. It comes after you, and it comes after you, and it comes after you because you're made in the image of God, and this thing does not like you. Because if you think we've already built some incredible stuff they've tried to twist, can you imagine what it is we're about to do? Not just in this dimension, that our bodies are a manifestation of the higher dimensions, a signature of what we are. These are the losers that have gone along with the system. So I know our general audience knows the media is the enemy. I know you know that. But we got to reach out to everybody else and explain to them, when you watch mainstream media, and I tell my family this, I say, and you know, it used to be so fun. I haven't been able to suspend disbelief in 20 years. But I remember when I was, until about 20 years ago, when I was a kid, I would always suspend disbelief. It was a good movie. It was The Godfather or Alien or, you know, The Thing or whatever it was. I could go in and have this incredible experience where I was there and it was real because I decided to accept it in my subconscious, and my conscious is real. It merges the conscious and subconscious. You go into a form of mind control. Big giant screen, and you just decide this is real and you're having this experience. But about 30 years ago, I got where I could maybe suspend disbelief every once in a while. I can't suspend disbelief even if I drink 10 vodkas. I've tried. I've gone to a movie and said, let me try to suspend this belief. Alcohol helps me do it. I can't even do it there. You cannot get me to suspend this belief. I sit there and I see all the propaganda, every bit of it. It's like a giant exam to see a movie or a show. It gives me a freaking headache. But I'll go with family. I'll watch it. I'll do it. And I'm just sitting there. You know, the good news is my whole family's the same now. Everybody I know is the same. That's why Hollywood's dead. They mean their spell is dead. So now they got to target children because that's the only group that still suspends this belief. We've broken with them. They've already lost. Their only hope's to get our children. So as bad as all this is, did you just hear what I just gave you the giant 10 trillion pound key of victory. We've already won. There's an exponential awakening. People aren't having suspended disbelief anymore. They're actually listening and thinking and analyzing in a conscious way, connected to God. Skynet's blown. So all they can do is go back to the future. Our children, who aren't the future yet but are about to be, they're going back to the future to destroy our children. And they're in a mechanized, scientific attack to do it. Will you let them do it? Because if you do this, God is 1,000,000,000% real. Look at the stars, the earth, all the beauty. This thing's 1,000,000,000,000% real. I have literally interfaced in the third heaven on a nightly basis. I am 100% now completely jacked in. And I can tell you, God and the angels are real as everything as the sun setting and sun rising. And so is Satan. And if you don't stand up for the children, God is going to cut your ass off. And that means from him. And the Bible and everything tells us the whole universe is locks and keys. God is male. But God gives us the universe that is female and procreative. The universe is God's womb and is the female. And God is the progenitor and the master and the director of it all. And Christ is the groom and we are the bride. If you don't decide to marry Jesus Christ, you will marry Satan. And I'm asking you now, men and women, do you marry Jesus Christ or do you marry Satan? You better choose who you're getting in bed with spiritually. And it is sexual, not in like sex, but in procreation, the future, the ideas, the things we build. Those are our children. Play Hotel of Jesus.
Stop watching TV. You got to turn it off. There's nothing on that TV. The TV has been completely compromised. Everything that comes out of that TV has been compromised. The TV is for conscious folk only. If you are not conscious and you are not watching TV with a conscious mind, meaning you're not seeing the propaganda and agendas in your TV shows, in your TV content, in Netflix, whatever it is, put it down because you're probably being brainwashed. When you look at TV, you need to be able to pick it apart. Look at the shows you're watching and try to figure out what type of conditioning are they trying to promote? What type of conditioning are they pushing on my children? What type of conditioning are they pushing on my family? What's their agenda? Because there's an agenda in all these shows. Stop watching TV. You got to turn it off. There's nothing on that TV. That TV has been completely compromised. Everything that comes out of that TV.
It's a very short clip. It says it all. Share it. All right. I didn't get to China to inspect ships in Taiwan Strait. Taiwan says they won't cooperate. War's about to start. I won't get into Saudi Arabia saying we're done with the United States. The Crown Prince saying it's all over. He's leaving the dollar. That should have been the whole show. That's so massive! On and on and on and on. Biden to now sign the executive order banning all new gas cars, just like California just did. Boom! Massive! Massive! There's a whole damn stat right there! Put these stacks up here to make it look like I got a bunch of news. You just saw an hour and 45 minutes of one stack. Right up. I didn't even hit it all. They'll be right back. Stay with us!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.